Imagine that there was maybe a shipwreck and a group of people went to an island, large island, or maybe an airplane ran out of gas and they had to land in the ocean and the people went to the island. Now you have a large group of people on an island, out in the middle of nowhere. They don't know where they are. Nobody knows where they are. And they're probably going to be there for a long time. So what is some of the first things that they do? Have you ever thought about that? If a group of people, complete strangers, were to get together in a situation of survival, said, what must they do? Now, of course, we say, well, they have to find food and water and all of the necessities of life. But if they're going to get together and be together as a group, don't they have to work together? Don't they have to have assigned positions? Don't they need a leader in that group? He says, yes. He says, because what they have to do before they can do anything is they have to create a society. A society, a group of people. And in a society, you have to have rules. Now, in these rules, I mean, we can't have one person building a fire for cooking and then another person digging a latrine next to it. It says you can't have one person sleeping in one place and the other person says, I want that place, I'm going to sleep in that place. It says you would have anarchy. Isn't that right? If we all see ourselves as individuals, and if we all see ourselves in such a position that we get to choose and do whatever we want to do. So we can't have everybody working or one person working to get food and then the other people going and taking that food and eating it. So it's a society. Whenever we have more than one person together, we have a society. And we have a social order, and we need to have rules in this order. Now, when God created us, He created us not only as individuals, but He created us to be a society. Even between a man and a woman, even between Adam and Eve, there was a social bond. Yes, there was a sacramental bond. Yes, there was a physical bond. Yes, they had many, but there was a social bond. So they would not, each had a place and a position and what they needed to do. Of course, everything was provided for them in paradise, so there wasn't an order of work. However, as the population grew and people became more and more, it says there was more of anarchy. Now, the anarchy didn't come because of individuals wanting to do their thing, but groups of individuals. Naturally, we are social creatures. Naturally, we form groups. So there was a leader to each of these groups. And of these leaders of these groups, they would fight against other groups because they wanted the land, they wanted the whatever the other group had. So now we have different small societies and they're fighting against each other because they don't have a large, large picture. They don't have a large set of rules for all of humanity. Now we know that through Moses, God came and He gave us this set of instructions. Now a lot of times people say He gave us these instructions as individuals. Well, we have to be obedient to these, or we should be obedient to these as individuals, but He gave them to us as a society of human beings. These are universal rules. These are universal instructions, so that if we follow these instructions, the whole world, or all of humanity, can become one society. Now, these are natural rules. It says, love God, have no other God before you, don't steal, don't lie, etc., etc., etc. It says, these are not because God wants to test us to see if we can do these things. It's not like he's trying to train us like circus animals to jump through hoops, and if we don't jump through the hoop, we get the whip. It is, he has given us instructions on how we as human beings should live together. Now there's a reason for that, because we have a society that is waiting for us. When we say the kingdom of God, when we say paradise, is all of us have to enter into the kingdom, but we all have to adhere to certain rules. If we can't adhere to these rules, if we refuse to adhere to these rules, then we are refusing to adhere to this society in the kingdom. So now we have been given instructions by Moses. We have been given instructions by Jesus Christ. And he's saying, follow these instructions so that you can become citizens of paradise, citizens of the new kingdom. Now there are people that are able to follow these rules. They're willing to follow these rules. And there's other people who absolutely do not want to follow these rules. The people that do not follow the instructions cannot enter into the kingdom. They cannot be part of the kingdom because they have not accepted the fundamentals, the fundamental rules, the fundamental instructions to live in the society of the kingdom. So by rejecting these rules, they reject the kingdom. They reject being part of paradise. In many ways, it's not God that's going to judge us, as we will end up judging ourselves. It says, by what we do and by what we believe and by how we live our lives. Every society, every great society has to have a set of rules. The United States has the Constitution. Everybody, supposedly everybody, is supposed to adhere to the Constitution. We respect the Constitution. It's not just another piece of paper, as some people have claimed. If we change the Constitution, then we open the floodgates to allow all sorts of things to happen. If we change the creed that we read in the church is like our Constitution. When we say, I believe in one God, it says, this is like our Constitution. These are the things that hold us together. It says, the commandments, the 10 instructions that God gave Moses in the desert is our Constitution. These are the things that we follow and the thing that we uphold. Without them, it says, we will fall apart. Now I know we see people in our society here in America that are rejecting the Ten Commandments. They're also rejecting the Constitution. Well, what's going to happen? It says, if we don't have these foundational rules, these foundational laws, it says, we will end up in an anarchy. So my friend, God did not put us on this earth to jump through hoops. Some people will tell you, well, you have to do this or God is going to punish you. No. It says you have to do this because that's what God expects us so that we can be part of this society. Now, even in a society with rules and laws, people, sometimes they'll go through a stoplight. But they don't do it all the time. They don't do it intentionally. It just happens. Sometimes they're going a little bit faster than they should. Okay, they don't do it all the time, but sometimes it happens. And sometimes we get a ticket for it. But the reality is that we have to be working towards, believe in the instructions, and trying to follow the instructions to the best of our abilities. And that's what God respects. And that's what God expects from us. It says not that we're going to be perfect. Not that we're going to stop at every stop sign. Not that we're going to be able to do all of the instructions exactly the way he said. But willing. We must be willing to try and making the effort to do that. So today, as Christ commissioned his apostles so many years ago, I commission all of you, says to live your lives focused on those instructions that our Lord has given us. And do your best to maintain those instructions and accept those instructions so that when the time comes to enter into the kingdom, you will be a child of the kingdom. You will already be a citizen of paradise. And you will not be cast out of paradise. Remember God's instructions, Jesus' instructions, and try your best. We will all try our best to follow them.